Thank you, Terry. You have honored your mother. Our first reading from Scripture is taken from Psalm 121, and the Scriptures were very important to Jade, not only through her worship in this church, but also, of course, through her participation in Bible studies. And she made herself a student of the Scriptures and knew them and treasured them. And so we find comfort. We seek comfort today where she sought comfort and strength. I lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Our reading from the epistles is taken from the 13th chapter of Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, a chapter which speaks to us of love, a love that we saw in Jade. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Love thinketh no evil. It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Hear also the words of Jesus, words he offered to his own disciples shortly before his death, when he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. Peace I leave with you. My peace give I to you, not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The word of the Lord. Thanks be.